It's been a while since I said that, so it's a great feeling, great feeling.
You were there 6 yards out, couldn't really miss, surely?
Not really. You know, it's one of them things. It's, you know, every striker's going to tell you it could come off my shoulder or my elbow. I wouldn't care. As long as it goes in that net, I celebrate just the same.
You seem to like the fact that you can latch onto crosses coming across the penalty area.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've never been renowned for my poaching skills, but that's one thing I've been working on, especially here. We get the crosses in, we, you know, we're trying to tap the goal, especially on a day like this. You can see it's wet. It's, you know, a lot of pressure for a goalkeeper. You need them people following in. And, you know, those were the instructions and, you know, the management's got it spot on.
Former Hereford striker Gia Poe was alongside me in the summarising position tonight, and he said you would be a horrible player to play against as a defender because you know you will try 100%. Would that sort of sum up your game?
I'd like to think so. I'm delighted that someone notices that, you know, notices, and that's what their comments, especially from Guy, who's had such a great, you know, history with the club. So I'm delighted he said that. For me, you know, I think the least you can give on the day is 100%. That's what I've always gone by. You know, I've had, like we said, everyone knows the history I've had with my injuries. And I think to say I'm delighted and grateful to be playing again is something that I'm always going to say. You know, the least I can do is give 100% in the games.
You seem to really enjoy the conditions. It was sticking for you. In other words, when the ball was up, you were shielding it and holding off the opposition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to be a little bit critical with my performance today. I haven't been feeling well the last couple of days. I had a bit of food poisoning Saturday. So yesterday, you know, I've just resting, did a light session, but I've been resting. And, you know, I said to Gaffer knew everything. He just said, you know what, do what you can. And that's what I did. You know, I tried my best. Like I said, you know, you put them defenders under pressure and, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to kick it out or make a mistake. That's all you can hope for. Some defenders, you know, good enough to turn out, spray it wide, but when you've got me running down your throat, then you're going to have to do something with it.
And you must give some credit to the two wide players who expose that space down the flanks for you.
No, it's a delight playing with them, to be fair. You've got Stevie Leslie, who, you know, we know what he's going to do. He loves to attack, he loves to shoot. He whips a great ball in. He'd done it for me there, and even though I didn't get a good connection, it hit the crossbar. To be completely honest, I was so disappointed with my connection, I didn't even see it at the crossbar, but someone told me that after. And you've got Tom Barkhuis, and he's got an absolute bright future ahead of him. I live with him down in Hereford, him and David Cornell, and both of them are fantastic young lads, and it's going to be a pleasure saying I played with both of them.
Well, that dressing room must be buzzing, 3 wins on the spin there.
Well, it's easy enough to say, you know, from the beginning of the season, a lot of people wrote Hereford off, but I've got to give it to, that's just shit, that.
Why did you do that?
I can't believe you've done
that. I should do them up, really. Yeah, sorry about that. I just had my pants out. What was the question? Yeah, Gary Peters and the gaffer, you know, have done a fantastic job, you know, organising the team. I think that's probably what was missing, organisation. And since that's happened, I think teams have looked at us in a different light. They saw where we were in the position we were in the league, and you can't underestimate us anymore. So it's like I've said a lot. I've spoke to a lot of fans. I've spoke to a lot of people around the club, and the feeling's just the same. The difference is organisation. The closing down today was phenomenal. You know, the blocking in the box. I mean, even I came off and watching it from the side, I was giving rounds of applause. The defence, Steph Featherstone put a fantastic block in, and even the game before, Stam putting in another block. And this is what we expect from our team now. And the problem we've got is with the amount of players we've got in the squad, everyone wants to be part of it. And I don't know if it was like that before. I think people were comfortable. I think people were, you know, thinking it's all right, I'm going to play next week. And now it's a battle, because I can tell you, for now, I ain't giving up my spot. So, and I can tell you the other 10 guys on the team ain't giving up theirs either. So in order to do that, got to keep performing.